How to help your children prepare for the arrival of a new baby. Children who are facing the prospect of a new sibling arriving generally experience a range of mixed emotions. They are often excited and curious, wondering what the new baby will be like and planning for the joys of having a future playmate. But in many cases, they experience periods of stress and turmoil as well. This is particularly true if the child has henceforth been the only child in the home and has never experienced what it's like to not have his or her parents' undivided attention. If your child is experiencing trepidation about the birth of a new sibling, it's important not to lose patience. He is going through a major stage in his development, one full of upheaval and important new lessons. He must learn how to share what he owns, how to delay his own gratification while waiting for another, how to tolerate the frustration that comes from dealing with someone younger than himself, and how to handle the responsibility that comes with no longer being the smallest and weakest member of the household. While this transition period can therefore be difficult for parents and children alike, it's also an incredibly valuable and potentially enriching time if managed correctly. Preparing your child for the baby's birth. In an effort to allay their child's fears, parents often idealize the prospect of having a brand new sibling, a tactic which only ever works in the short term and which sets the child up for disappointment when faced with the reality of the situation. Likewise, if parents are too quick to react with such forced positivity, their child may wind up feeling dismissed and misunderstood, encouraging the growth of resentment. Instead, you should place the focus on listening to your child's fears and worries without judgment, even if there's anger present along with them. If your child is still quite young, preschool age or below, most of his negative emotions are likely due to the natural separation anxiety which accompanies these early stages of development. As such, once you have listened to him vent his feelings, try affirming how important he is, assuring him that the birth of a sibling will not affect how much you love him. Whatever you do, don't distance yourself from your child in an effort to prepare him for what it will be like once the new baby arrives and he no longer has your complete attention. Taking the opposite approach and including him fully in your experiences will help him to feel more like a part of the process, reducing his fears of abandonment. When you should begin to include your child in the aforementioned manner depends on his or her age. While it's important to prepare children for the arrival of a new baby regardless of their age, their ability to understand this information will vary depending on how developed their brains are. Toddlers and very young children should be reminded that the birth is coming up during the week that the baby is due. Even if you have previously informed your child that he will be getting a new brother or sister, he may well have forgotten exactly what this entails, and will need to be prepared for the fact that you will be absent from the home. Likewise, when dealing with a young child, it's very important to make any necessary changes to the home environment, such as the child having to change rooms early on during the pregnancy. This will both reduce stress and help to prevent the child from feeling displaced or usurped by his or her new sibling. Older children, on the other hand, should be told that a baby is on the way at least 4 months prior to the actual delivery. If they hear the information from others first, e.g. overhearing conversation between relatives, it can seriously upset them. In general, it's a good idea to also include older children in preparations for the baby, such as deciding which toys and clothing to buy him or her. Note that you should never force your child to give up his or her own possessions. Any donations of old toys should be made willingly. Additionally, to help your child prepare for the new arrival, you should take him or her to visit the baby of one of your friends or family members if at all possible. If you're not sure how to explain where babies come from, and it's all but inevitable your child will ask, purchase an age-appropriate book to smooth the discussion. You should also take the time to reassure your child that the baby is safe and comfortable while in the womb and will emerge when he or she is big and strong enough to do so. Managing the delivery. You should have a plan in place for who will take care of your child, and make sure that your child is aware of this plan well in advance of your new baby's birth. You should also make arrangements for your child to visit you and the new baby while you're both in the hospital. Emphasize to your child that someone will be there at all times to look after him, and prepare him for the fact that his mother is likely to be tired and weak when he visits for the first time. Tell him that this is normal and nothing to worry about, and that if you're unable to give him as much attention as he wants, it's not intentional in any way. And of course, never force your child to visit or see the baby if he's not yet ready to do so. When the time comes for your child to interact with the baby at home, make sure the initial encounters are safe and supervised. What to expect after the birth? It's important for parents to realize that even if a child is thrilled with the new baby in the first days or weeks after he or she has come home, problems may still arise later on. Again, stay patient and don't judge your child's feelings of jealousy and resentment. If your child is behaving inappropriately as a result of his negative emotions, affirm that you understand why he is upset. Then explain which behaviors are not appropriate and why, and if necessary, arrange a time out for the child. If feeding times are an issue, it may prove helpful to keep a box of your child's favorite books and toys next to where you feed the baby so that you can easily interact with both of your children in a positive way at the same time. Additionally, you should make sure to still devote some one-on-one time to your older child each day. As a final note, if you witness your older child regressing, returning to earlier behaviors like using a pacifier or diapers, speaking in baby talk, etc., don't panic. This is fairly normal. Let him do as he pleases, but encourage more mature behaviors as well, such as helping with chores, getting dressed alone, and eating age-appropriate foods. The more older child behaviors are rewarded, the sooner your child will return to them.